Hey y'all, what is up? We are back with another episode. Y'all, in this episode, I just happened to see a Facebook memory pop up. Y'all know how them Facebook memories be, child. And it was of me preparing for my baby shower. So, today, let's talk about my baby shower, which was almost a year ago. It was interesting. I would just say that it was very interesting. I made a tweet earlier today and I said that I am still healing from things that happened during my pregnancy and things that happened my baby shower. My baby shower did not turn out how I would wanted it to turn out, how I expected it to turn out. And that really hurt me. That really bothered me. And I am absolutely the type of person where it takes me a little while to get over things because I would have never did you like that. I would have never did you like that. And when I say that I'm going to do something, I say that I'm going to show up for somebody, I show up for them. I come through. I do it. So I absolutely, if you are my friend and someone that I'm close with, someone that I have a bond with, a relationship with, I absolutely expect for you to show up for me, especially on my important days. Like, this is very important to me. Like, this is a big thing for me. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Let's unpack it. And I can get this shit off my chest. Okay? Let's do that. So let's start off with the fact that I was actively planning my baby shower with two other people, and I damn near did everything by myself. I ended up doing everything by myself. One of the persons did contribute. Absolutely, she did, and I give her credit for that, and I thank her for that. There were things that she helped buy and stuff like that. But the other person, like, she waited, like, maybe a, like, 2 weeks before the baby shower and was like, okay, what do we need to get? What do we need to do? And I'm like, what? Like, that, it kind of just threw me off. I'm like, what? And so I'm like, I got everything already. I got everything planned out already. But we still have to, you know, show up, decorate, put it together, build things, put things together, et cetera, right? So I'm like, okay, I had everything ready, and I'm like, okay, so the day before the baby shower, I absolutely could have and should have put some of the table ornament things together, whatever it's called, and what are they called? It's table centerpieces. That's what I'm thinking of. Table centerpieces. I could have absolutely put those together. But I thought that I was going to have enough people. It was supposed to be like 5 or 6 people showing up for to help set up. So I'm like, okay, we absolutely have enough people. And so I don't have to do, I shouldn't have to be doing, you know, extra work, you know, for my baby shower the day before. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So, of course, once the day comes, the baby shower is there. And people didn't show up. They were supposed to help set up, didn't show up, or they were late. They showed up like 30 minutes or 10 minutes before the baby shower is supposed to start. And y'all, for whatever reason, of course people decided to show up on time. Of course people decided. Normally people are 30 minutes, an hour late. People wanted to show up on time. So the food was ready. The food was ready, but we were not done setting up anything. So we ended up not even being able to set up the centerpieces that I had bought the stuff for. And we didn't fit in it, end up finishing the balloon garland. Like, that was literally all that I had. It was not a lot of decorations. I wanted it to be very minimal. I didn't want to spend a lot of money, because I didn't have the support of people to buy the stuff for me. So I wanted it to be very minimal because, like I said, I wasn't trying to spend a lot of money. I have a baby coming that's on the way. So I was hurt over that. Like, I'm hurt, okay. But it was my day, so I had to continue on, continue going, whatever. So boom, me and one of the women that helped me, the women that helped me plan and set up got into it, right? And so she felt like I was trying to basically show out in front of everybody because we got into a little argument. Nobody even heard what was going on. Nobody heard what was going on. Nobody seen what was going on. Nobody was even paying attention. And I honestly felt like I don't want to invalidate her feelings because, okay, you feel this way, but I honestly feel like you're just trying to take the attention away from me and put it on you and get out of doing what it is that we came to do. Because I know this person very, very well. I've known her all my life, and I just feel like that's exactly what, like, today is not about, like, got it. You feel some type of way. Got you. I did something to upset you. Got it. Noted. Let's talk about it after the baby shower. Let's talk about it tomorrow. Tell me, hey, bitch, you had me fucked up yesterday. Don't do that shit no more. Boom. Okay, cool. Like, today was supposed to be, it was supposed, that day was supposed to be about me. You know what I'm saying? So let's just push forward and check me later. Okay, get in my shit later. If if you really truly felt some type of way, let me know later. But so she decided to leave, and I ended up having to host my baby shower with the help of my sister. I had to host it myself. Like, I'm supposed to be sitting down, chilling, relaxing, and all of that. That did not happen. It did not happen. But I do want to take a second and thank everybody who did show up. I want to thank the people who did show up, who did bring gifts, who did participate. Like, the people that really showed up, I really fuck with y'all. And I know that y'all fuck with me, how I fuck with you. Like, period. Like, and I was super, super thankful for that, for the people who really did show up. And, like, I had one of my friends came all the way from Texas to come to my baby shower. Like, Dre, I love you so much. Okay, like, period. Like, I had a my best friend was helping her best friend, and they both came to the baby shower. They were preparing for her wedding and things like that, and they still showed up and came to my baby shower. So shout out to both of them as well. But I did have a friend, y'all. Listen, I had a friend who sit here and text me the day of my baby shower and told me she was gonna drop off a gift and then go to the zoo with her kids. Now, I took into consideration her having multiple kids. I took into consideration that, and this may have only been their free day, but honestly, that's not enough for me. That's not enough for me. It's not okay. She never even came to drop off the gift. She dropped it off at a later date. She didn't come to my baby shower. She didn't drop off the gift at all. So I have no idea if they end up going to the zoo or not. I do not know. But for me, I gave you months in advance. And like I said again, this is something I expect of you. You being my friend. And I thought we fucked with each other more than me to even have to explain this. You know what I mean? So this is an important event. Like, it's my baby shower. It's my first baby. Like, I absolutely, why would you not come to my baby shower? And I gave you enough notice to plan to try to find, a babysitter, because at this point in time, COVID, was, there were restrictions on large events because of COVID, right? But if you absolutely had to bring your kids, text me and let me know. Let's talk about it. Let's say, hey, sis, I can't find a babysitter. Is it okay if I bring my kids? And I would have been like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, because I really want you here at my baby shower. Like, now everybody know I can't tell everybody to bring all of your kids, but if you absolutely had to, okay, cool. let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just couldn't have enough room for everybody's kids. So for those that could find a babysitter, please do. Please do. Thank you so much. So, and it honestly was a point where I just was like, it was like a eye opener for me. And it was just like, damn it, I really thought that she fucked with me how I fucked with her, and that wasn't the case. So I think that me realizing this helped me move on from this situation quicker. Because I thought that we were more, but obviously in your eyes we weren't. I thought that we were something that we're not. And okay, cool, boom. You doing this showed me that, and I just moved on. Like I moved, okay, boom. So we not as close friends as I thought we was. Like, it's, excuse me, and that's just what it is. It is what it is. And I just had to move forward from that. It really did fuck me up though, that you had the audacity to text me the day of while I'm doing my baby shower happening right now. Right now. And you're gonna text me like right now. Like, okay, cool. Say no more. Like, it really, like, when people say, and I really don't even want to say that, because I do have friends who do come through for my daughter and who haven't stopped being my friend because I had a baby and things like that. But yeah, it do make some people do some weird shit, I guess. Like, I guess I can say that. It makes some people do some weird stuff. Okay. So overall, like, I just feel like I didn't have the support that I wanted, that I needed, that I should have had. But we pushed through. It was the people that showed up. We had a still had a good time. The cake, y'all, my cake was so fucking cute, and it was so good. It was literally so good. Like, it was fire. And the lady who did my cake doesn't even live in Kansas City anymore, and I'm upset. But the cake was fire, y'all. So, like I said, I just am super appreciative of the people who did show up for me, the people who did hold space for me, who end up stepping in and helping out my best friend. Thank you. Like, you know, and doing things that they didn't sign up for to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had people who are already supposed to be signed up to help me to do this, that, or third, but I end up having like other people have to step in. My sister stepped in, my best friend, my mom, you know, helped me clean up and things like that. And I appreciate them. And I appreciate all of the gifts and things that we got. It was ended up being great. But like I said, me being me and the Leo in me sometimes takes things a little hard. Like I take things because I love hard. And so it's really, you know, I wanted my baby showers to be just this great thing and me not having to do too much and people showing up for me. And like, yeah, I showed up for you. You're gonna show up for me, and that did not happen. So, like, that's the gem. Is people don't always fuck with you how you think they fuck with you, or how you fuck with them. So evaluate your place in people's lives, and don't do too much. Okay, that's where we're gonna leave it at this episode.